More of Lake Effect on site now, live from the Cedarburg Cultural Center in front of this wonderful studio audience. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Gosh, I think we are standing room only here. We have been fortunate to be joined on stage all evening by the members of the band Chicken Wire Empire, which hails from this part of the world. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. For folks listening in on the radio who don't see you, why don't we have you each introduce yourself and tell us what instruments you're playing, if you would be so kind.
I'm John Pike. I play the banjo.
I'm Ernest Bruce Abartus IV, and I'm playing the fiddle.
I'm Greg Brunage, and I play the guitar.
I'm Ron Ogburn, and this is the mandolin.
Also Ron Ogburn, this is the upright mandolin. You didn't want to say those last names, I know it, right? I'm also Jordan Kroger, I play the upright bass. Thank you, guys.
Give us a sense for how the five of you came together and turned into the band that you did.
Well, we actually all went to church together. we all come from very different backgrounds. Some of us overlapping in different musical genres. All of us listen to NPR religiously.
So we have that.
We have that common ground.
We like to think of it
not
as the,
only
the
are
church
we
of public radio.
We're donors as well.
Yeah.
So I encourage all of you. Tune into the pledge drive. we all came together basically for the love of music and an age-old tradition of playing music for fun. And that blossomed into a extremely lucrative musical career of playing bluegrass music.
Yeah. Well, we have a note here that says, Bonnie asks questions about newgrass versus traditional bluegrass. And the reason I had that note in there is because you are playing sort of a form of newgrass. And for people who don't know how bluegrass moved from what we think of as like Earl Scruggs and the Flat and Scruggs stuff to kind of what you're doing now, you know, what was the change? How did that evolution happen?
Well, I'm so happy you brought that up. It was just the natural progression that was laid out in the blueprints of bluegrass music. It was itself a very progressive musical style, all the way back to the folk tunes of Europe and even African influence with the banjo. It's such an eclectic genre that the only place for it to move was forward and really test the boundaries of acoustic instruments and stringed instruments.
Yeah, I tend to think of it as more chromatic. You know, there's just all of this wonderful melody, but harmony and really interesting textures, musical textures that are happening.
You're creating a rhythm on a bunch of acoustic instruments, so you're trying to create a pulse like a drum kit would without actually having any drums, minus the banjo.
Right. Which is a percussive instrument, yes.
No, I meant the banjo because it's a drum with a stick through it, not minus the banjo. You guys didn't catch that?
Is that the reason John's at the end of the stage there? Are you just going to knock him off?
Right.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a really superficial question at one level, but I think it's one that maybe there are people in the audience that are wondering about and would be interested in the answers. So Bonnie and I are sitting here. We're talking into these pretty standard stage microphones. They're Sennheiser somethings. They're wireless microphones. For people who can't see on the radio, the microphones that you are singing into are a fair sight different, and they really look like a throwback to the old days. Tell us about what you're singing and playing into.
They may appear to be very expensive vintage microphones, and that's what they are. No, actually, they are a new company, a newer company out of Portland, Oregon, called Ear Trumpet Labs, that really caters to exactly what we're doing, live performance in an old-timey style.
There is something of a communal feel to the way you do it. You've got three microphones and five musicians, and you're all kind of gathered around as though, you've just kind of pulled us all in.
That's do a little idea. Dance.
little choreography, and it also helps us connect on stage when we can really just not only play the part but move and really physically try to project our sound and singing into these microphones.
Do you use those when you're recording your albums too, or is it just a stage thing?
We have various different setups because, as you know, sometimes a bluegrass crowd with a little mix of alcohol can get a little chatty. So, you know, sometimes we plug in and we do a bigger rock show with lights, but this is where the music originates from, and we like the intimate style of this performance.
One of the things I love about it is that everybody leans in for their solo and then steps back and lets somebody else. It's a very wonderful musical sharing.
It is. Sometimes it doesn't work out so well. We have accidents on stage. Instruments have been broken and
oh dear.
People have been elbowed.
Do you ever wear helmets on stage?
Shoulder pads.
Only when we first started, but okay. Not anymore.
You do have this recent album out, and I guess give us a sense for what the feel was when you were actually all together putting it together.
Oh, well, a lot of it was old stuff that we wanted to arrange for the new sound. Some of it came to fruition in the studio. Verses weren't written. We just kind of were leaning on a little bit of the magic of the moment in the studio. So we all individually write, but as a group, we arrange the music together. And sometimes a song can turn out completely different from where it started, and sometimes the original songwriter has a clear vision of what's happening. So we tried to mix in a little spontaneity with a lot of planning and charting. And
so what is it about this style of music that grabbed all of you? You could be playing
it's
anything.
It's the best.
It's the best? No qualitative
judgment.
The
easiest
here.
Way to get rich, right,
yeah,
is
exactly.
Bluegrass music.
That is not true. I mean,
jazz is the easiest
the
way to get rich.
The money's in fiddle and banjo-based music.
Yeah. No, you know what? I do want to say, I'm from Cedarburg, and Ryan's from Grafton, and we started playing. So it was interesting to hear all this, because I grew up on Washington Avenue out here. So this whole conversation, to me, was incredibly interesting to listen to, and we appreciate being here. But our first shows were right next door. On that side, at the bar right next door, and we used to play down here. So, you know, Ryan introduced me to bluegrass, and
truly, it's about carrying the least amount of gear to a gig as possible. As you can see, we don't have drums or amps. It's just, it all fits in the backseat.
Well, except for the double bass there. Yeah.
He rides on the roof.
I didn't luck out. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Have you played Strawberry Festival?
Oh, we have. We've also had our share of strawberry wine. Not tonight.
But it's coming. Yeah. Yes. Well, we want to thank you gentlemen for being our house band tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Chicken Wire Empire, thank you so much for being here.
They are Jordan Kroger on bass, Ryan Ogburn mandolin, John Pike on banjo.
Ernest Brucebardis IV is the fiddler, and Greg Brundage is on guitar. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, lending your bluegrass melodies to our entire program. And so what are you going to take us out with?
We're going to leave you with the song. This one's for you, Mitch.
Going down the road, feeling bad.
So, Chicken Wire Empire.
Yeah.
All right, so before I bid Lake Effect and Milwaukee farewell, yeah, I know. I'm crying already, what can I say? I wanted to interrupt the flow of this show and maybe bring it to a screeching halt for just a moment. When I came to Lake Effect, it wasn't even Lake Effect. It was called At 10. And I was tasked to help it evolve. It was a while ago. I think our first guest was a Neanderthal. So it evolved within a few months to start at 9 o'clock, so we couldn't call it At 10 anymore. And Lake Effect, a name that had popped into my head when my wife and I were moving here from Arizona, was born. That was back in 2006, before just about any of us had Facebook and before Twitter and Instagram existed, and there was exactly zero fanfare. I think 25 or 30 people turned out in Flagstaff to wish us goodbye, and no one here noticed that we arrived. So when I look around here tonight in Cedarburg, I am not so much stunned into silence because dead air is bad, but I am just really, really humbled. So thank you so much for coming tonight. In the 13 plus years I spent at Lake Effect, I did somewhere in the neighborhood of 9,000 interviews. And honestly, if I'm speaking truthfully here, until about interview 8,360, that was you, Daniel Golden, I never really thought this was a marketable skill. You know, you ask someone to come in, you spend some time thinking about what you'd like to know, you write a few questions out, you ask those questions and hope they are not the dumbest things this person has ever been asked. And I guess they weren't, because people keep coming in for interviews, and they're coming in for interviews even after I leave, because I hope if there was one ethos I was able to imprint on this show, to mix a very public radio sounding metaphor, it is that everyone who sits down in our studio or on a stage with us or wherever we talk to them, they're doing us the most remarkable favor in exposing us just a little bit to their life. So the least that we can do is be ready when they get here and treat them with the dignity and the respect and the understanding that we'd expect if the tables were turned. You know, that and frankly, if you are interviewing an author, read the dang book. Anyway, it is not an easy time to leave Milwaukee. This is the place where my kids have been growing up and thriving, where many of my wife's dearest friends are, and where the city is on the verge of great, great things, from the DNC next year to the Brewers whenever they decide to actually take the next step and get to the World Series. But the place I'm going, North Country Public Radio, is equally special. Look it up. It's at ncpr.org. It is a much more rural part of the country, and it is a place that truly, truly needs and appreciates its public radio station. I've learned this business from some really terrific leaders over the years, and now it is my turn to lead, and so I accept the challenge. But it is going to be pretty damn weird not to be working alongside some of the most dedicated people in the world after tonight. Bonnie and Joy and Audrey and our supporting cast, the thousands of people who are here. Lake Effect is in great hands. There is a lot I really would like to say beyond this, but I will get too emotional and these speeches can get kind of deadly at that point. So suffice it to say, I will miss you guys. And I'll finish by saying in these last 13 years, they have been golden years. To everyone I have worked with or who I've interviewed or most importantly, who has listened, thanks to all of you for letting me be a part of your life. I hope it's made your world a little better.
And now we have to actually wrap up the show for air.
Wait, I have to switch scripts.
Switch scripts. And that wraps up today's edition of Lake Effect Onsite. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Special thanks to the Cedarburg Cultural Center for hosting us this evening. Audrey Nowakowski joins us in producing Lake Effect each week, along with Joy Powers, the executive producer of our Lake Effect Onsite series. Jason Reavy is our onsite and studio engineer. Michelle Matternowski over there someplace is our managing editor. Christine Lamatina did yeoman's or yeomanwoman's work in marketing this broadcast.
Yes, big applause for her as well. The show also gets help this summer from Ben Benversi, Zoe Munson, Cassidy Schrader. Zoe and Cassidy are here.
For those of you listening in on the radio, thank you so much for tuning in today. For those of you in this amazing studio audience, thank you for being here. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
It is 11 o'clock, so keep listening. Fresh Air is next.
I'm trying to find a way to be a better man. You know I try my best, I always do, to love you, to love you. Baby, on my shoulders, I'm losing my soul. When you don't get back to me, Lord, I lose control. I need peace of mind, what should I do?